Aw. But she's going to be frightened a little bit. I can't blame her. Here. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Perfect. Hi, Hazel.
That's Hazel.
Yes.
She's not used to this many people.
No, she's not used to this many people. She wants to get away now.
Yeah.
Coach, congratulations. You guys did what you needed to do tonight. If they're going to take penalties, you beat them with the power play.
We played really well. This was one of my favorite games of the season. We were over top of them all night, responsible F3s, blocking shots. Power play was dialed in, penalty kill was dialed in. We played really hard.
Yeah, and the fact then that you did stand up for your guys come the third period when the goofiness started to happen there just before the eight-minute mark.
I mean, if you watch us, it's really not our game to get into that stuff, but all season I've been talking about how close this group is, and that's all you're seeing. Like, they're just a close group. They're all extremely, extremely tight, so although it's not our style, I mean, we're still going to stick together.
Red Deer's a team, obviously, that likes to get in on the forecheck and kind of draw you into extracurricular, or try to draw you into extracurricular stuff, and it seemed like there was opportunity in the first for you guys to punch a guy back or cross-check a guy back, but you just kind of let it be and kept the puck on your stick.
Yeah, why get into that when your power play is just rolling, you know? So why get into it? Just skate away, go on the power play, and get justice that way.
And your guys' response to their first goal, it seemed like you guys just kind of took back control of the game. And even their second goal they scored, you guys went back and got a couple power plays after that too.
It was a very important goal, the Lazowski one, especially late in the period. They didn't have a lot going on, so giving them that goal, which kind of is what we did, we kind of gave it to them. Going out the next shift and getting it right back was very important going into the third and the rest of the second.
How important, then, does home ice advantage become for you moving forward going into the postseason? I know I'm looking far afield, but I watched this game tonight, a very good team against you, and you're able to match up pretty well against them.
Yeah, I just want to play that way. I mean, that's our focus. Like, home ice will come if we play that way. It's all about playing Blades hockey, and what you just saw right there, that was a really, really good example of it.
You've got Moose Jaw coming in and another tough team, a team, though, that you'd like to be able to stay ahead of, obviously, for standings purposes. But, again, it's all about your process. That's a different challenge that team will present to you as opposed to this one tonight.
Yeah, every team is unique. Every team has their own identity. So as good as this one was, it's still ramp-up time. You know, playoffs start in whatever it is, 4 weeks, and we only have 11 games left, 11 yep. now. So, like, it's ramp-up time. So we want to consistently see what we saw tonight.
Coach, thanks for this. Congratulations on the victory.
Thanks.
Head coach Brendan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades, 5-2.